This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
Hi, this is Mary Grady for AvWeb, and today I'm talking with Professor Daniel Benny. He's the Security Discipline Chair at Embry-Riddle's Worldwide Campus. And he's going to talk to us a little bit about some of the research that he's done on general aviation security and some of the results that he found about how certain programs are working. So, Professor, thanks for talking to us today. To start out, I guess, can you tell us a little bit about the study that you did on the Airport Watch program?
Sure. Well, the study was conducted about 2 or 3 years ago, and it was really my dissertation for my PhD in criminal justice, which I have completed. Being a pilot and aircraft owner, I've been a member of AOPA for years, and I've been aware of the Airport Watch program that they established after the 9/11 incident and the terror attacks. So I was interested in seeing what impact their program had on general aviation airports, whether it was caused a reduction in crime or what the case might be. So I looked at all the general aviation airports in Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, and these were airports that have no commercial operations in them because I didn't want to skew the study. And I looked at the airports that adopted the program and those that did not. Information was sent to all airports, but whether they were actively participating was the key. And so I did that through interviewing the FBO managers at the various airports. And basically what the study showed that there was a great impact on the Airport Watch program, that those airports that adopted a program and were following those guidelines had a reduction in crime. And I looked at crime against people, crime against aircraft, and then crime against the airport property. And while the crime wasn't that high at any of the airports, but those who adopted it, there was a reduction, and I think that's great. So it shows that the aviation community is being proactive out there and attempting to ensure that the community is safe, that those in aviation are safe. And it also serves to let the government know, like Transportation Security Administration, that the aviation community is taking security seriously. And in turn, this could head off any mandates that the government might feel would be necessary if they were concerned about security at GA airports.
Were you surprised that only half of them had implemented the program? And do you have, any information why some of them did and some of them didn't?
Yeah, it was surprising. Of the airports that are in Pennsylvania, many of them, as you said in the study, about half did not implement it. Some of those are small airports, they got the brochures and some of the videos and things in the mail. And the ones that didn't implement it, most of them, wouldn't even talk to me about it. They just really didn't have an interest. So that was surprising and kind of disheartening. And, of course, I try to encourage them to take a look at it, when we talk. But the other ones that did take part in it, they were pretty active with it. They had the signs posted, they had brochures around. They had some meetings and workshops to show the DVDs and to their employees, and some of them even had pilot meetings where they would discuss some of these concerns.
Was it kind of correlated with the size of the airport, like the little less busy ones were less likely to do it and the busier ones were more likely?
Well, it was kind of a mix, but I would say that's fairly accurate. Some of the general aviation airports that were run by, say, counties or airport authorities, they were a little more organized and they did take it a bit more seriously. And I found some of the airports that were sort of family-owned, grass strips, and some are more out in the rural area, they didn't really feel it was necessary to implement some of those procedures.
Okay. Now this study was recently published as part of a book that you just published on general aviation security. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes. A book has just come out through CRC Press, and it's on general aviation security. And the goal of the publication was to provide something in writing that can be used as a textbook for universities and colleges, but also for the aviation community. There are quite a few books out on aviation security and commercial aviation and airports, but really there is nothing published solely on GA. There's other publications would have a chapter or so, but nothing in depth. So I wanted a book that could be used for universities, but also that something that could be used for FBOs, airport managers, people that run flight schools, and also for pilots and aircraft owners, because I cover all of those topics: how to protect an airport, how to protect your aircraft, how to secure hangars. And so I wanted a book that was going to be useful to the entire aviation community. And, of course, in the book I do have a chapter on the AOPA Airport Watch Program and an overview of my study, and then as an appendix I have a copy of the study as well.
So what was your sense in studying this topic? How are things going overall? I mean, are GA airports pretty secure, or did you find any issues out there that maybe need to be addressed?
Well, there's always a threat. The interesting aspect of it was that at the incident during 9/11 with the terrorist attacks, the initial focus was on commercial aviation because they hijacked commercial aircraft. And then, you know, a few days into the incident, it was discovered that they had flight training at general aviation airports. And that caused a big hue and cry, and the media, the public, and even the government, they were concerned on how secure general aviation airports are. But if you look at the history, and I kind of go through that in the textbook, there's only been a few incidents where GA aircraft were used for terrorist incidents. One was an aircraft into the White House during the Clinton administration that was stolen, a Cessna, caused no damage to the facility, the structure at all. Then we had an incident right after 9/11 where a student pilot who had access to an aircraft stole a Cessna 172 and crashed it into a bank building in Tampa. He wanted to be like Osama bin Laden, is what he left in his note. And then about a year or so ago, we had an individual who flew their own airplane into an IRS building in Texas. So really, that's really been the only threat from general aviation aircraft. And really, when you look at the size of GA aircraft and weights and balance, if someone were to put explosives in one of those, it virtually wouldn't cause that much damage. I mean, a terrorist, it would be easier to fill a van full of explosives, such as has done in Oklahoma City, and cause far more damage than what they could put in an aircraft. But with that said, you know, there's always a threat, and there's always a risk that someone could steal or hijack or get access to one of these planes to use for a terrorist incident. And so that's why we need to be proactive and to be alert to what could possibly happen.
Okay, well, it's a topic that, we always have to think about and is always kind of in the background. And if our listeners want to learn more about your book or your ideas and research, where would they find out more?
Well, the book can be purchased from CRC Press directly at their website. It's also available on all the online locations for purchasing a book, Barnes & Noble and so forth, even the Walmart website.
Okay, well, thanks a lot. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I just want to state that the AOP Airport Watch Program and the information provided in the textbook is also there to provide information to aircraft owners and pilots and airports on how to protect your aircraft from traditional crime. That's the more serious threat than even terrorism, theft of avionics, theft of aircraft for drug running and things of that nature. So while terrorism is a very serious concern, we also want to be alert to traditional crime that could impact the aviation community.
Okay, that's an excellent point, and thanks a lot for your time. I appreciate it.
Okay.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.